All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Mark Simmer along with Butch Shaver coming to you live from Bob Fairchild Field at the new Jarlett Memorial Stadium, where Chillicothe is celebrating senior night here as it's the final regular season home game for the Chillicothe Hornets. They are playing host to the Smithville Warriors. Right now they've spotted Smithville, a seven-point lead as we get ready to start the second quarter here. And Chillicothe has the ball, third down and 12 at their own 30-yard line. They've accumulated four first downs so far in this game, have Chillicothe, which is a positive sign because the Hornets are only averaging 11 first downs per game. Third down and 12 for the Hornets at their own 30. Snyder goes back to pass, throws. It's caught by Valdez at the 35. He turns upfield to the 40, where he's brought down by number 8 or number 16, Cole Justice. It'll be a fourth down as he's short just by about 2 yards on that catch.
You might try that hard count again and see if you can't draw Smithville off sides here, which kind of looks like that might be what they're going to do, as Smithville hasn't even dropped anybody back deep yet.
Both teams have all three timeouts remaining. Valdez, a senior, and Midget, a senior, wide to the left. Plummer, a senior, is in the backfield along with Aaron Baker, Jr. Snyder trying to draw him off sides. Yep. He has several down linemen defensively, and they cannot get him to budge this time. So the Hornets call their first timeout of this ball game with approximately 11:15 remaining in the second. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Other than the 52-yard touchdown run from scrimmage by Charlie Neihart with 9:52 remaining in the first quarter, this game has been even all the way as Chillicothe is right now trailing 7-0 with 11:15 remaining in the second. The Hornets have a fourth and two. Coming out of their own timeout, they've chosen to punt this ball away. Baker standing back at his own 30. Here's the punt, spiraling punt, beautiful punt, bounces inside the 25-yard line, and it goes out of bounds at the 19. A Ray Guy-like kick there by Aaron Baker to push Smithville back deep in their own end of the field.
That's what you want. Let's see if that defense can hold them again here. Get the ball back and see if we can't get some points on the board. The last time the defense did a nice job of stopping Smithville, had it not been for that long run of Neihart, the very first play from scrimmage for Smithville, this game would be scoreless. But that's not the way it is. So
Mueller and Lazar wide to the right for Orr, who's in shotgun formation. Neihart is in the backfield with him. Neihart gets the call. Neihart avoids Hayden Major's tackle in the backfield and gets way out to the 31 of Smithville, picking up a Smithville first down. Hayden Major got in there but tried to tackle this Neihart around the shoulder pads, Butch, and you just can't do that with a strong base like he has.
Matt Schaefer did a really nice job of finally stopping him. He just held his ground and stopped him. Boy, Neihart, I mean, he hits really hard. He's a hard, physical runner.
First and 10 for the Warriors at their own 32. Orr goes back to pass, rolls to his right, throws. It's caught to the tight end, number 87, Jackson Kroll. He turns upfield at the 35, getting up to the 40-yard line. Close to another first down is Jackson on the catch. Kind of caught Chillicothe shifting there on the fake handoff, Butch, by Orr, and that's what opened him up a little bit to throw that ball. No huddle offense, second and two. Neihart gets the call. Neihart gets hit in the backfield, dives forward. It's just going to depend where they mark it, whether or not they give this Warrior running back the first down. They're marking it just outside the Smithville 41-yard line. They've not moved the chains, so it'll be third and inches now. Tackle was made by Hayden Major that time of Chillicothe.
Hayden did a nice job of getting hold of Neihart's ankle and bringing him down, but he did pick up a little yardage. It's third down and less than a yard here.
Into the ball game is number 14 for Smithville, Dakota Marriott. He's to the left. Fumble on the play. Recovered by the Hornets. Recovered by Aaron Baker at the Smithville 37-yard line. The first turnover of the night by either team comes compliments of the Smithfield Warriors with 9:31 remaining in the second quarter, and Chillicothe trailing 7-0, but getting new life in Smithfield territory.
Smithfield was trying to hurry that snap and everything, and they had mishandled the ball on the exchange from center, and the quarterback never got his hand on it. Chillicothe comes up with the football. Great play, great break for the Hornets. Now let's see if we can't capitalize off of it.
Okay, we have a timeout on the field. That reminds us it's time to visit Woody's Automotive Group in Chillicothe and get wowed. Let's take a 30 right here. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. We're coming out of a Smithfield timeout, as Smithfield a little shaken up right now as they turned the ball over just a moment ago to the Hornets on a fumble. It was recovered by Aaron Baker, and the Hornets now have it first and 10 at the 38, 37-yard line of Smithfield. Snyder goes back to pass on first down, has time, throws. It is caught by Midget at the 10 on a diving effort there by the senior, D.L. Midget. D.L. Midget, his second reception of the night. Both of them picking up first downs. That gives D.L. 7 receptions on the season. He's averaging 19 yards per catch.
That's about a 28-yard pass play there from Snyder to Midget. Looks really impressive.
Midget's in the backfield. Plummer gets it, follows Midget around the left side, and plunges down to the 5-yard line of Smithfield. This drive all set up on the Smithfield turnover. Jake Boyd on the tackle of Plummer there. That turnover, a fumble recovery by Aaron Baker, was his first of the season. 5th fumble recovery for this Hornet defense this year, and 8th overall turnover that this Hornet defense has forced upon their opponents this year. Clock continues to run. We're down to 8:35 remaining second quarter. Chillicothe trails 7-0, but the Hornets offense is at the 5 of Smithfield. Here's Plummer. He's got the handoff. Touchdown, Hornets! Touchdown by the senior, Luke Plummer, with 8:29 remaining in the second quarter, and Chillicothe trails the Smithfield Warriors 7-6. In to attempt the point after is Tristan Sewell. His holder will be Ty Figg. Staring at the south goalpost, here's the kick. It's low. It's good. It just barely got over, but hey, we'll take it.
It all looks the same in the scoreboard.
Let's take a 30. We've got life here. We've got life here, and it's in the form of the Chillicothe Hornets. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. We have 8:29 remaining second quarter here at Jerlett Memorial Stadium. And Chillicothe capitalized on the turnover by the Smithfield offense and went in after two plays with a touchdown to tie the game up at 7-all against this very tough Smithfield Warriors football team. Tristan Sewell, who made the extra point attempt, is now in to kick the ball away. And he's going to kick it on the ground. It travels to the 45 where it's down there by one of the upbacks. That is number 87's Jackson Cruel, who fell on the ball. Smithfield will have good field position to start this next offensive drive, first and 10 at their own 45-yard line.
Well, maybe we can get another fumble play here, Mark. It's about where they fumbled the last time. We can do it again.
Or the quarterback will be in shotgun formation. To his left hip will be Charlie Neihardt. Three wide receivers will be lined up wide to the left. From the Smithfield 45, low snap again. Orr is able to maintain it. Orr's in pressure. He's running over to the west sidelines and goes out of bounds at the 39, 38-yard line. He was pursued by Tyler Garcia and Hayden Major. And he lost some yardage on that, Butch. He lost, it looks like, about
7 yards. 7 yards on that play. Great pursuit that time by the Hornet defense. Who was it? Major and Garcia. Great job that time running him out of bounds.
Three wide receivers to the right. Low snap again to Orr. He pitches out to Neihardt. Neihardt tries to gain back some of that penalty yardage, and it looks like he was able to get it all back as he gets up to the 49-yard line. So they're going to mark it, at the 45-yard line of Smithville, where it'll be third down and 10 for the Warriors offense. Tyler Garcia on the tackle of Neihardt.
Big third down right here for the Hornet defense. A stop right here would really give him some momentum.
Hartman wide to the right, two other receivers to the left. Ord's going to keep it after the fake. Ord crosses the 45, crosses midfield, gets into Hornet territory where he's finally brought down at the 44-yard line by Tyler Garcia of the Chillicothe Hornets. Everybody thought Neihardt had the ball as he came over to the west sidelines, and Ord just picked his hole on the east side of the line and finally jotted across the line of scrimmage and got the first down. From the 44 of the Hornets, first and 10 of the Smithville offense. Orr goes back to pass. Orr throws. It's completed at the 35. Completed to number, it's Hartman. He's brought down by Hayden Major, close to another first down.
Yeah, it just depends on, they've marked it.
They're going to move the change, yeah.
I didn't think he got that far, but... I'm not down there, so I'm not marking the ball. But anyway, that's a first down for Smithville. That's if my records are right, that's only their third first down on the night.
7:16 remains in the second quarter. 7-7 the score. Three wide receiver set as Orr takes the fake. It's the handoff and goes with it. He's at the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown. Mitchell Orr, the senior or junior quarterback, for the Smithville Warriors. Man, he is fast.
He is quick as a hiccup, somebody once said.
My.
He is really fast.
So the touchdown run there by Mitchell Orr gives Smithville the 13-7 lead. Avilas is in to attempt his second point after attempt. He's one for one so far. As he gets set, looking at the goalpost at the north end. Here's the snap put down. Here's the kick. It's strong enough, and it's good enough. So with 6:52 remaining in the second quarter, it's Smithville 14, Chillicothe 7. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI.